And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Full. This is a special edition of the program. We are in downtown Toronto following the world's biggest mining convention, the 2011 Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada convention. And Mickey, we are sitting in the exact same spot, the exact same bar that we were a year ago following the 2010 PDAC.
Well, and finally we get a little rest and relaxation here after 3.5 days of craziness. With meetings and appearances and a trade show and an investor exhibit that I think something on the order of 24,000 exploration and mining professionals flooded into Toronto on a very wintry week, filled the bars and restaurants and hotels, spent lots of money, and there was a lot of money available at this show, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt, with commodity prices and the way the market has been performing. And when you get 24,000 miners congregated in a small area, you know that the town was hopping over the past few
years.
Well,
sometimes maybe all hell breaks loose, but it's all good, and we all had a great time, and now's the time to wind down and kind of reflect on what happened here.
Okay, and in reflecting on what happened, Mickey, you were quite busy here in Toronto, conducting a half dozen interviews. You're on BNN, the National Business News television channel here in Canada. Great interview. I saw that one. Missed your public speaking appearances, though, here at PDAC. What was your main message?
Well, I actually made three public appearances. The first was in the Investors Forum, which is fellow newsletter writers, and I gave a series, one of the chapters in my series, A Primer for the Lay Investor, and this time we talked about resources and reserves and the basic difference between those two categories. A lot of retail investors have no idea what we're talking about here, the difference, and even some professionals get these things confused, but basically the difference, the gist of this was the difference between a resource and a reserve is a reserve has economic studies and has been shown to be able to be mined at a profit, a very key criteria for evaluating a project.
One question I know that I think a lot of retail investors are probably asking themselves following the big run-up that we've had in commodity prices, Mickey, over the past little while is just, where do we sit right now in this cycle? You've been in this business a long time. You've seen the ups and downs come and go. Put this current period of good times into perspective for us.
Well, and that's a lead into my another of my appearances. In fact, the theme of my two other appearances was exploration models in the 21st century was a seminar. But I used, being a commodities guy, used the idea of cycles within longer-term secular trends, so boom and bust cycles. And I showed kind of what has happened in my 35-year career in the business. So we've gone through six business cycles within what has been a very bearish time for commodities until recently, and I've actually had eight careers. This is my eighth career as an analyst and a writer and a speaker now. So we use that as an example to show how these 4 to 7 year boom and bust cycles in commodities are part of a longer 20 to 30 year secular trends.
How far are we along right now in the current up cycle? And put this one in perspective, how does it compare to previous good times?
Well, we had a bearish trend in commodities that went from basically 1980 to year 2002. Mm-hmm. And that was a 22 year period. Prior to that, post-World War II, from about 1950 to 1980, was a very bullish time for commodities with usual boom and bust cycles within that. So what we are into now, I think, is the next secular bull trend in commodities, one of these 20 to 30-year-old 30-year trends that will end up being, with some bear dips and corrections within it, a very robust time for commodities. So we're 7 years into that cycle right now.
Yeah, and nothing goes up in a straight line forever. So what is your general advice to investors who are listening? Depending on what the commodity may be in the sector of the market, look at pullbacks as buying opportunities.
Absolutely. And right now we're looking at all-time record highs for gold and silver this week. Oil's above $100 a barrel again. Uranium took a dip this week, and we can go into that a little bit later for the reason why it did. Copper's still holding in at very robust prices.
Well, remember, it wasn't too long ago when copper was, what, 75, 60 cents a pound? Maybe it wasn't worth pulling out of the ground for the miners.
And that was probably, to me, that seems like a long time ago, but
it wasn't that long ago, was it?
Certainly within the last 10 years we've seen very low copper prices. We did see a buck and a quarter copper price during the financial crisis, but when you have an average cost of production of $1.85 per pound of copper, which my statistics show me that's the average cost, operating cost, let alone CapEx, put on top of that, when copper prices get that low, they've got to come back, otherwise all copper production comes off the market.
Yeah, when you have a cost of production like you estimate, compared to the price at well over $4 U.S. a pound right now, it's a pretty good spread, isn't it?
Windfall profits right now in the copper business.
Okay, let's touch briefly then on uranium. You did mention that there's a bit of a pullback this week. Nothing to get alarmed about in your mind?
Well, I don't really think so. Although the spot price dropped significantly, dropped about, what would that be, about 5%, dropped $3.25 this week. What happened? It went down to 66 and a quarter off of its high of 73 bucks at the end of February. The real reason for this is United States Energy Corp released a stockpile of government-owned uranium into the market. It was more than was expected. And the spot market has become very sensitive to these short-term supply-demand fundamentals. So got knocked down pretty good, but still, I am very bullish on uranium in the short, medium, and long term.
Okay, let's get a broader commentary from you on the equity markets. This is a great day to be speaking with you and coming up with a new edition of the program, because it was exactly 2 years ago today that the markets hit rock bottom, March 9th, 2009. Since then, what a whipsaw trade we've had. TSX Composite up more than 80%, S&P 500 up more than 90%, and probably more directly in terms of what our listeners are interested in, the TSX Venture Exchange has just gone into orbit.
Well, it compared to the major markets, it has gone into orbit. And
compared to where it was 2 years ago.
Right, but that's kind of what we expect, because it's a much more reactive market. It's much more volatile. It goes up and it goes down much higher, in much greater ranges than the general markets will. But we've seen, since the low in March of 2009, we've seen the TSX Venture Index rebound more than three times, 300% return. So when you look at that, you go, wow, this looks really perhaps overbought, a little frothy, a little risky. I would not negate that idea, but I will tell you that we're still only about 70% of the all-time high in April of 2007.
Okay, but then you got to ask yourself too, I guess with all highs, with all peaks and valleys, we always overshoot to the downside, overshoot to the upside. So you could argue that when the market was peaking, it went beyond reality, and same thing to the downside, right?
So absolutely.
Okay, the question is though, how long do you hang in for rides like this before you decide to take money off the table? Pigs can get slaughtered.
Yes. Unless you think pigs can fly, I think you need to take profits now, and I think we've seen that in the market the last 2 days. During the world's biggest mining conference, we've seen two very bad days on Toronto Venture Exchange. I'm looking at my charts, my stocks every day, and for the last 3 days, pretty much everything looks red. And the ones that are green are maybe up 1% or something like that. So I think what we're seeing is, it's my idea, and I don't know if this will prove true or not, that a bunch of mining professionals came here and they look at the market and they say, it looks a little overbought, looks like a good time to take profits. So we always hear sell in May and go away. I think a bunch of mining professionals may be front running this market here right now and taking profits in March. If you look, John Kaiser came up with this stat in his talk on Sunday in the Investors Forum, that nine of the last PDACs were basically at the market high, and the market went down within a month after the PDAC. So you see this reaction to, this is maybe a little bit too good to be true here now, so time to take profits. Never anything wrong with taking profits, especially when you still have high volumes, which we do at this time.
Let's wrap it up on that note. Mickey, it's great to see you again. Next time we chat, unfortunately, we'll be thousands of miles apart again, talking over the phone. But what do you want to focus on?
Well, we're going to go back and we're going to revisit our theme from 2 weeks ago, which was specialty metals. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start picking at some of the ones we don't like and raising flags for the few that we do.
Okay, great stuff. Thanks again, Mickey. Travel safe. We'll reconnect in a couple of weeks. That is Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.